As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, running the three-man show. Jason, you love day baseball. Do you love day baseball when your team can't score?
Oh, man, it was kind of hard to watch. I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched up until the PGA Tour coverage started for the RBC down in Hilton Head. So I probably watched the first 4 innings. But, yeah, it's been a struggle. They scored 7 runs total in the series in Pittsburgh. 7 runs. Yeah, lost 3 out of 4. They've lost 5 out of 6. Ain't good.
It's going to lose you a lot of series when you score that few runs.
Correct. Now, so if you look at their total runs scored, they've got 77 runs scored, I believe. I'm not sure where that ranks. But they play Colorado this weekend in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Colorado scored 52. All right, so Colorado can't hit either.
Yeah. Take a lot of unders, even though it's Coors Field.
It's Coors, that's true.
I'd be a little bit worried about taking unders at Coors Field.
But even Colorado, when they're playing home games, they haven't been scoring very well. So. But they haven't played a ton of home games. They played the Brewers at home. They got beat 17-2 by the Brewers mm-hmm. and Coors a couple weeks ago.
To be fair, their 77 runs scored
mm-hmm.
in the NL East is second only to the Phillies. The Mets have 76, the Marlins 75. The Braves only scored 61.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a bunch of teams in the hundreds already.
Yeah, they were hitting the ball much better a couple weeks ago. The bats just went dead in Pittsburgh.
Dead
ski. I mean, 7 runs in 4 games. Terrible. So let's see what happens when they go to Colorado and go to Coors. I got 3 in Coors tonight.
I mean, it's understandable when you get shut down by Paul Skeens, but when you get shut down the next couple of games, too.
I know.
I'm pretty sure it's snowing in Denver all day.
Oh, is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that game might be fanny. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
It's snowing in Denver in late April. I mean,
it's the Rockies.
I guess so.
They're a little higher up.
I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you could check it. So I was watching some of the draft coverage because we're 6 days away from the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I'm watching ESPN and Lewis Riddick was on and I can't remember who told him. They're like, hey, Lewis, you're going to be in Green Bay for the draft.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. And they said, you better pack your parka. And he said, why? He's like, yeah, it's supposed to snow during the draft.
No, it's not.
Right?
I looked at the weather the other day, and it looked like in the 60s, but I mean, okay.
Maybe the guy was just messing with
that. That was a 10-day, you know, projected forecast. Who knows? I mean, the weather can change, especially up there. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was cold up there in April. I mean, it's Green Bay.
Sure.
In Green Bay right now on Thursday, I got a high of 59, low of 47.
All right. So it's like here.
Yeah, somebody gave Lewis Riddick some bad intel.
Maybe they're just messing with
it. Oh, it's going to be warm today here. It's going to be 78 here today.
Tomorrow it's going to be like close to 90 degrees.
I know. I'm not happy about that. I got to put the AC on tomorrow.
Well, it's a lock. You should probably put it on today to to get ready for tomorrow.
I don't know. I think I can handle today. But tomorrow, if it's going to be 88.
Oh, if it's in the, if it gets anywhere near the like high 70s or 80s, that AC is already on at the Casa de Cakes.
Yeah. It's early in the season, but Dylan Cruz, 140. Luis Garcia, 180. Mm-hmm. Even James Wood, who's hitting a bunch of homers, 229.
Yes, not good. Haney got him twice yesterday. Haney was throwing from down here. I mean, he was throwing, his arm angles were changing all over the place. So, especially for a left-handed hitter, probably wasn't very easy to see those. But, yeah, I mean, look, five hits. I think they had five hits a couple nights ago.
I think they only had three a couple nights ago.
Was it three? Okay. All right.
I'm gonna double check that. So, that'd be eight hits in two games because they lost the last two, lost 1-0 and 6-1 in that 6-1 game. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah, three hits.
Oh, okay.
Eight hits in two games.
They got eight hits in two games.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty brutal.
So hopefully when they go to Coors, the bats heat up a little bit. They need Cakes. They need to get some wins here. They're 7-12. You know, I'd like them to be nice to win the series, but they can't keep losing 3 out of 4. That's not good for our bet.
Flirt around 500.
Correct.
They were just there a couple days ago.
I know, but they're
it's
they're,
a long season.
I understand.
You guys already sweating your baseball bet?
I mean, not yet. I'll really sweat the Nat season long bet in, check back with me in August. August, I'll be really, if they're not close, then I'll be in panic mode.
Right.
Right now, it's just entirely, it's not even May yet.
But they, after they get back from Coors, they got to play the Orioles for three. Now right. The Orioles are off to a rough start too. And they've got some crazy injuries in the rotation. Grayson Rodriguez now, his shoulder's bothering him. He might be done for the year, Valdez. I'm not convinced he's coming back anytime soon. Then they got the Mets for four. Then they got to go to Philly for three. So they got Orioles, Mets, Philly after the Rockies. And the Rockies are 3-15. You've got to win that series. Sorry, you just have to. Even if your bats are dead, they got to liven up a little bit.
It's frustrating because you win the World Series. That's great. And then you just have losing season after losing season. And we have faith in Mike Rizzo, and they have these young guys. But I saw Jason Worth was commenting that he believes what they're missing in the locker room is, he said, a Jason Worth or Adam LaRoche. Now, they brought back Josh Bell. They've got some veterans.
He's all right. Bell's all right.
Brought in Nate Lowe.
He ain't great.
Nate Lowe was like with the big spend.
Good defensive player, but, you know, his bat's just okay, in my opinion. I mean, Abrams has been out. It'd be nice to get him back, put him at the top of the order, but, you know, he's hurt his hip flexor, or his quad. I think it was his hip. So they need to do something, man. But going out to Colorado, the ball will be flying a little bit, so hopefully they'll take 2 out of 3. All right, so Caps Monday night. Are you still feeling the same, Cakes? Or are you still? Because I'm a little concerned.
I'm
based on how they've played.
I'm
the last
still very
weeks.
Confident.
Okay.
Now, if the Canadiens come in here and boat race us in game one, and they look fresh, and the Caps still look,
so your confidence level right now to win the series, I'm guessing, is about an 8. It's not. You can't say 10. It's got to be about
8's a good number.
All right, mine's probably about
8's a solid number.
Mine's probably a 6.
I'd say I'm in between you and Kate.
6 to 7.
Now, if they lose game one Monday night, your confidence level probably dips to about a 6. Mine dips to about a 4.
Oh, if they lose game one, mine dips, probably gets cut in half. Goes from an 8 to like a 4.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, if they boat race them and they win 5-1, okay, then I'm feeling really good. But, you know, anything can happen in playoffs. Anything
certainly.
I said this yesterday. I heard Barstool Nate on with B. Mitch and Finley, and he went through several of the recent Stanley Cup champions, and none of them really were on a tear heading into the playoffs.
Okay.
You do kind of wonder if they can just flip this switch. They did have one good game recently, the game before this last one.
Correct.
And Doubter said that it was important. He said that they played the way that they were playing when they were winning a bunch of games. And he also said he liked the game which they lost on Sunday against Columbus. And if you did go back and look at it, he pointed to the analytics. So I went back and looked at it, and they did outchance them, outshoot them, won more faceoffs. They just didn't put the puck in the back of the net, which is the most important thing. But I don't know.
Look,
he sounded pretty confident.
on paper, the Caps are much better than the Canadiens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because, I mean, they score more goals. They're better power play. Their goals against is better.
Better goaltending.
Better goaltending.
All around, just a better team.
Yeah, it's just a better team.
You're talking about a one seed against a wild card team.
I mean, if you look where the Caps rank in a lot of those categories, they're, you know, top five, top 10,
mm-hmm.
and Montreal's in the 20s. So on paper, they're much better. But it's the playoffs. I mean, anything can happen. It's like you got to wipe it clean. So,
yeah, Bruins fans, a few years ago were saying, well, we're clearly better than the Panthers.
Correct.
I mean, we're the one seed. They're the last team in.
Right. I mean, that's one of the best regular seasons ever.
Then they got dispatched.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about Montreal. I know they got the Suzuki kid. I'm not sure about their goaltender. But anything can happen in the playoffs. I'm just hoping that Washington can liven up a little bit.
Well, Ovi hasn't slowed down.
No, yet.
Still scoring goals. What is it, 897?
Yeah, I had to update the goal tracker. I'd been remiss, so now we're good. We're at 897. 900 on deck next season.
It's crazy.
900. This guy.
Why are you giving me that look?
I'm just letting everybody know. Just respect the greatness. That's all.
I had totally forgotten that Ovi drinks soda during the game.
I mean, it's such a great move. How long has he been doing that?
I think his whole career.
He's been just slugging leaded Coca-Cola in those Gatorade bottles?
He was telling, I think it was McAfee.
Yeah.
When he was on, and people have brought it up before, that anytime you see him drinking from a water bottle during a game,
yeah,
it's Coca-Cola.
I mean, that's...
It's the most perfect thing for Ovi.
It seems like an Ovi thing. I mean, the guy just loves to down chicken parms, and instead of like a hydrating sports drink, he's just getting loaded up on sugar and down in Coca-Cola.
Can't hate on it.
I mean, loves Subway, loves Cheetos. He is who he is.
At his advanced age, I would recommend Coke Zero because it's zero calories. But how can you argue with the results? I mean, the guy has nearly 900 goals. Greatest goal scorer of all time.
I think he'll burn off that Coke during the game.
Yeah, I think he's, you know what, Ovi? You keep doing you. You keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't expect Thompson to play in game one. You expect Chucky to play game
one. I don't expect Thompson to be there in game one.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked. I was thinking about that this morning.
I'd be kind of shocked.
Because Coach Carberry came on this week, said that he's skating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They bring up the guy from Hershey yesterday to play. They want to keep their opponent guessing.
Mm. Yeah, I would just be surprised if after almost a 3-week layoff, Logan Thompson gets a call in game one.
But overall, his body of work this season, and I know you're going to point to recent.
Yeah.
Overall, his body of work was better than Chucky's.
Definitely. I mean, there's a reason the team...
So if he's healthy, wouldn't you play the better goalie who had the better season?
I just have a hard time just tapping that guy on the shoulder for a huge playoff game one when he hasn't been in the net for almost 3 weeks. I'm going to ride with Chucky for game one. And hope we win.
All right,
game
so
one.
If Chucky stinks, then do you go to Logan? Because whenever you go to Logan, you're going to have that same issue where he hasn't played a game.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather that happen in game two if they were happen to lose their first one?
I'm not ready to rip the Band-Aid off on game one. For whatever reason, I just feel like we need Chucky in there because he's been
facing
the live
Do you throw him in there if you
bullets.
Somehow have a lead?
Thompson?
My point is if you're up 2-0, you're not going to take out Chucky.
Right.
So then he's just on ice the entire – basically, you're committing him to being on ice the entire Stanley Cup run.
It's quite a conundrum you're making me face here this early in the day.
I would probably agree. I don't think they'll go to Logan game one. But if they lose 4-3 or 5-4 game one, Logan's going game two.
That's correct.
Now, if they lose 2-1 and Chucky's really good, maybe he'll go back in game two.
I think just barring Chucky playing like a complete animal in game one,
mm-hmm.
like say he saves 30 shots and lets one in, the Caps win 3-1. If he does that, he's back. He's got to be back in the net for game two.
Right.
But
I agree.
If he just has a mediocre to shaky performance, it's going to be. I almost envision Thompson in game two outside of almost every other scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to be Chucky in game one, see how that goes. And then you kind of ease into Logan Thompson in game two. That's just my guess. How would I know? Do I have a direct line to Coach Carberry and his decision-making process? The answer is no. Of course I don't.
It'd be interesting to see what
they're thinking. Just throw darts at a board over here.
But no, I agree. I think if Chucky plays well in game one, he's going game two.
Right.
He'll be there. If he plays average to below average, you're going to see LT in game two.
I would think.
Especially if they lose, because game two is pretty much a must win.
You need to split on home ice.
It's pretty much a must win.
If you drop game one.
Right.
Who would you start?
Well, if LT is like 100% and is looking good in practice, he still has three more days to recover, get healthier, I might go LT.
That's going to be your guy?
I mean, if he's the better goalie. If he's the better guy and he was all year, I think I'd go with the better guy. But I understand what you're saying, throwing him. He hadn't played in 3 weeks, and you're throwing him in game one. But you got to play him sometime.
And a lot of his recent performances have been, not been great.
Well, hopefully
that's how the team is played.
Hopefully the offense. Hopefully the offense takes the pressure off the defense.
Look, I hope you're right.
And they score four or five.
I hope that's the case. I hope they pepper Montembeau with just a bunch of shots, and He's not the second coming of Yaroslav Halak from 2010. That guy lives rent-free in my brain.
He does.
And I hate him because when he came here and played with the Caps, he refused to go into a game because he didn't want to play against his former team. I hate that guy.
Forgot about that.
Going back to our athletes we hate draft from a few days ago, or people we hate in sports, I forgot him. Yaroslav Halak.
Well, I know this. If LT plays, Cakes is on a heater. Not betting on the Caps in game one because Cakes has doubt in Thompson.
Okay.
And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm not going to go against Cakes right now.
Oh, I like it. I like this.
He has a gut feeling that he's not ready, and it's a bad idea to start him in game one.
If I see
Lawrence Taylor out there in game one,
then you're betting on the Habs.
I think I might sprinkle a few bucks on the Habs.
Okay. All right. I like that you're on my side.
I think Cakes is right though. I think Lindgren's going to go game one. I don't think they're going to throw LT.
I think
in
he
there.
Is too. Unless he blows him away the morning skate before game one, I think it's going to be Chucky.
Yeah, I agree.
And hopefully Chucky's up to the task.
But I'm going to be doing the emotional hedge play.
You mean betting on
every
Montreal?
Night?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, unless the Caps are up 3-0, I'm not going to bet game four. I'm not going to bet Montreal in game four.
Right.
But certainly to start the series, I'm going to bet on the Habs.
All right, got to take a break. Habs.
Hope you lose.
You want to chime in?
So do I.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.